Opportunity hides in plain sight, and until I have a dream, I can't see the opportunities that are right in front of my eyes. If I'm having a hard time recognizing opportunity, I need to take a trip to the Dream Factory, pick out a shiny new dream, and start working on it. Once I have a dream, opportunities start popping up everywhere. Opportunity is a shy visitor. When opportunity comes along, it's usually disguised as a problem or hard work, and it doesn't remain for long unless it's immediately invited in. I know opportunity well and recognize all of its disguises. The lifelong disoriented flee opportunity when it comes disguised as problems. I embrace problems and fall in love with opportunity. Opportunities frequently don't last long, and the window of opportunity is small. If I want to reach my dreams, I must take advantage of it as it passes by. When the winds of opportunity blow through my life, I must raise my sails of positive expectations and cruise on the ocean of my dreams. When you sail at night, take a good look at the midnight sky. You can see billions of miles and millions of light years in every direction. From the beginning of time, astronomers have searched the sky for signs of life, and so far the only place where life is known to exist is on planet Earth. Earth is unique because it's chock-a-block with life. It's everywhere, and it's relentless. It's in the air, on the land, and in the depths of the sea. The reason Earth is such an awesome place is because it's a sanctuary for life in an otherwise hostile universe. Sailing around the world in a yacht allows you to see life in all its glory. Because you sail around the world in remote locations beyond the reach of the developers and destroyers, you see life in a different manner than city slickers do. Their version of life is limited to a few birds in Central Park, dogs on leashes, and animals in zoos. It's an extremely skewed view of what life is all about. In cities, it's hard for people to appreciate or experience the richness of life as they ride subways and work in concrete jungles. Their constrained view of life is to wake up in the morning, commute, work somewhere all day long, commute again, and spend the evening at home, and then repeat the same cycle the next day. When that is their daily routine, they may not even notice that their planet is alive. The only living things they see may be people, pigeons, dogs, and cats, plus a few cockroaches thrown in for good measure. Contrast that to the life of a cruising sailor totally immersed in our living planet. He wakes up in the morning to the sounds of seabirds in his small patch of paradise. Sea turtles swim by, and when his sailboat gets underway, porpoises escort him out to sea. The sea is alive with mahi-mahi, Spanish mackerel, and tuna. When he makes long passages offshore, wandering seabirds often rest on deck using his yacht as a floating island. Sometimes the birds even land on his finger and eat from his outstretched hand. When he visits the Galapagos, all manner of creatures tolerate his presence, totally unafraid, because they know he means them no harm. That's the way the world was meant to be, full of life that surrounds us on all sides. Now that I'm back in uncivilization, I'm hearing talk about how hard life is. Wars, subprime mortgages, foreclosures, the high cost of health care, drug abuse, political corruption, the list goes on and on. Unfortunately, I'm not hearing much talk about how great life is. There's a perceptual problem here. We are focusing on the dross and slag when there is pure gold right in front of our eyes. Life is pure gold, and life is good. Life is an awesome miracle. The fact that we are here on planet Earth means that we won the lottery of life. We won first prize, and all the living things that surround us are our most precious possessions. When I sailed around the world, the most important discovery I made was that life is good. Everything that's alive, including you, is a massive miracle. Don't waste your time complaining about the things in your life. Forget about your woes and worries, and instead focus on the miracle of life. You are a miracle, and you live in a miraculous world. A fitting epitaph at the end of life's journey would be, "Been there, done that, and life is very good."